Zog de Mishnah daf pevov amid aleph. Minayin lepeleta shechva zera biyoyim ashlishi shiitmeo. How do we know that if a woman is poilet shechvas zera on the third day after the bia, that it's mitama? It's still considered that it's mitama and it's not misrecha, zog Rashi? Because shechva zera that's roi likloit is still mitama. It's called roi lazria. Mashenken after 3 days, it's misrach. So then it's not called Shechva Zera, that's Roy Lazria, and it will not be Metamet. It will not be Metamet. So how do we know Pelet to Shechva Zera, even on the third day, is Temeo? Shenem, because it says in the Torah, by Matan Torah, it says, Heyu Nechoinim Neshleshes Yomim. Moshe Rabbeinu was Poirish, Mafrish, Kal Yisrael, Minish Haseim, 3 days before Matan Torah. Torah was given on Shabbos. So three days before, from Wednesday, they were Poirish. So we see, because we weren't concerned about the man's shechva zera carry, because then you can go to the mikveh the day of. You don't have to have 3 days. Mashenke, the woman, since the shechva zera can come out of her up until 3 days, it's metama her, so we don't want her to be tomef matan Torah. So mamela, it's metama even up to 3 days. We see from the posuk, so Moshe Rabbeinu was mafrish because of the plita shechva zera, shloshes yom of prisha. Tos Radbe points out, l'chayra, it was before Matan Torah. So, Af Bisha Ba'oisa Shah Adain L'Nitna Torah. So, what were they makbid on something that wasn't given yet? So, Tesis Mikol Mokim is Tomek Peter Torah Al Dover Sha'osid Liyos Tuma Ach Matan Torah. There will be a Pasha of Tuma, so there were makbid Bishat Matan Torah on a Pasha that will be given. So, Tesis Va'afgav Loik Pidah Al Zovin and Mitzeroin and Boil and Nidos, even though Zovin and Mitzeroin were there for Matan Torah, Haini Mishum Time at the Tanya Feg Mishamesu, Ksivoy Datim Lebenecho. The reason is because Dafka, when it comes to Peleta Shechva Zera, at Mitam Machmas Tumas Keri, over there we're concerned about it. Why? Because it says, Vaydat Lemenecho Vimenecho, Yoyim Hashem Matam Vesham Lekach Bechoyrev, Mala Halon Be'emo Be'ira V'Resa V'Zeyo. You have to have the full Yira and Reses and Zeyo from Kabbalah Satera. Mikan Omru, Zovenu Mitzorayin Boyle Nidas Mutongan Likos B'Teri Delada Read B'Teri. Because that's not a stira to Emo, Yira, Res, and Zeyo. The latter be Torah, Nevi'im, the Lashanas B'Mishnu, V'Shas, Balochas, V'Agodos, Mashenke Balakarion, are Asurin, because Pirush the Balkarion ain't a Be'em of a Yira, the Machmas Kalus Roish Ubo, it comes because of Kalus Roish, the carry. So Amela, even though Zovin and Mitzaroin are Mutter, when it comes to Talmud Torah, Yem Hashel Amarat Lefnei Hashem Kech Ba'achorev, is telling me Aim of a Yira, Lafuke Kalus Roish, which is Balkari. You have to know why Boyle Nidus is different than Balkari. Boyle Nidus also threw a beer. Maybe it was a Boyle Nidus b'shoigig, but it was through a Maisa beer. So I'm not sure why Boyle Nidus is any different than Maisa beer of a Balkari. But the point is, Tosis wants to say that even though it's before Matan Torah, it's negated to the things that Osid Liyos is to the parasha of Tumah. And even though we're not makbid on Zovin and Mitzorin and Boyle Nidus, but when it comes to carry, it's a stira to Ema, Yira, Reses, and Zeyo. Now, Tosin in Brochas Davchop says that Lamaisa, at the end of the day, about carry is also B'Talmud Torah. So that's the Gabi Talmud Torah learning. What's a negeya to Matan Torah? Matan Torah was not a Talmud Torah. So Tosin says that by Kabbalah Satorah, there was a din of Shemea Ka'oina. They heard the dibbers from the Eibishter. So Mele, or from Moshe Rabbeinu, so to din of Shemea Ka'oina, so Mele Balikari would be also B'Talmud Torah because of Shemea Ka'oina. It's not a din hearer, it's a din Shemea Ka'oina, it's a dibur. So Mele, that's why they had to make sure that it was a prisha and there shouldn't be Pelet to Shechva Zera of Gimel Yomim. Continues the Mishnah, Minayin Shemachitzin Esamilu B'Yom HaShlishi. How do we know that there are allowed to be Marchitz? Zog Rashi, Af B'Yom Shlishi Mesukanu. The Chiddush is not just the first day and the second day of the Milo, even the third day. Even the third day is also Mesukin. Not the third day is the most Mesukin. Even the third day is called Mesukin. It's allowed to be Marchitz. And the Rambam Pirush Mishnah says not just Marchitz, it's allowed to even be Mechamim for a Sakona. And not just the Mokamila, but even the Ganze Kotten state in Gemara later on in Perek Belez and Mila. You're Marchitz the Kotten. But over here it says Minayim Shemachitz and Samila, which Pashas means the Kotten. And even to be Mechamim, B'Yoyim HaShlishi, even on the third day, it's also a Mesukin, even then it's Mutter. So the Chiddush is Vashteitzach the first and second day. But even the third day, Minayin, that's from where we know so, Minayin Shemachitz Amilu B'Yom HaShlishi Shchalis B'Shabbos, Shenemar, Vayi B'Yom HaShlishi B'Yosim Koyavim. It says that Shimon Velevi killed at Shechem, the whole city, B'yosem Koyavim, so we see the third day is B'yosem Koyavim. So, L'chaira, the Pashtas, it's because that's the most, Zman of the biggest cave, and that's how they waited for the third day. Rashi says, Behedya, Af B'yosem Shlishim Mesukon, is mashma that it's less of a sakona on the third day. So it could be Tarastira. Could be in sakona, but the third day is less of a sakona. But when it came to Shimon and Levi, they wanted to kill Hashem at their weakest point. Their weakest point is after a first day, plus a second day, plus a third day, that's the biggest shvachkeit in the city, and they killed him out then. Doesn't mean the third day is the biggest sakona. It just means that the third day kilonim is less sakona than the first two. But Betziruf, if you combine one and two plus three, even if it's a less sakona, it's a greater chance that they can kill them out because they're so weak from the tziruf of 1, 2 plus the third day. Zog the Mishnah v'aytim inayin shekoyshir in loshen shal zuhuris b'roish soir ha-mishtaleach. How do you know that we tie a red ribbon by the roish of the soir ha-mishtaleach that was nishtaleach in Yom Kippurim shenemar im yu chato'echim kashonim kashelag yalbinu, that the red zuhuris turned white after it was thrown off after the Soyam Mishtaleach. That was the Raya, was a Kapora. So that's the Minayin. From where do we know those? Shenemar, Im Yu Chatechem Kashonim, Kashel Yabinu. Zog the Mishtavayte Minayin Lesicha Kishtiya. How do we know that Sicha, smearing, anointing, on Yom Kippur, is like drinking? Shikishtiya B'Yom Kippurim. Afa Bishin Raya Ledover, even though there's no clear Raya, Zeicha Ledover, there's a Zeicha Ledover. Shenemar, the water came inside you, and like the oil that's anointed on you. So we're comparing the water in you, which pashas means drinking, like the shemen that's anointed on you. So in Mela, sich is kishtia, and that's on Yom Kippur. It's one of the five inuyim. You can't be sach. Now, the Gemara, the Mishnah calls this, Afa Pishen Raya Ledover. It's only a zecher, because at the end of the day, Tosis right away says, it's not a Raya Gemura, because the pasuk is really talking about Rechitzes, Gufoy. It's not talking about Mayim inside you. It means Mayim Bekibar means it's going on Mayim Dumi the Shemen, which is Mevroi. So it's really Rechitza. So that's why it's only a Zecher. And that's why Taka, you're not Chayv Koris. It's one of the five Inuyim, but you're only Chayv Koris for Achil and Shtia. Sikh is also, but you're not Chayv Koris only for Achil and Shtia. In addition, Pashas, this din of Sikha is a din in Yom Kippurim that is a Sikha. But there's no is on stam chelev on sicha. You're allowed to anoint yourself stam in the Tanayim Kippur with chelev, with soap made out of chelev. The Ramos says in Shin Chavov that sicha is mutter to be roiches b'chelev. So the Bir HaGro over there argues, and he's machmir. So lemaisa, that would be the anhoga to be machmir on sicha kishtia, even Tanayim Kippur, meaning shari surim. And the Mele Pesach also, we're makbid on Pesach because of this Bir HaGro of Sicha Keshtia, that who had to have shampoos, even though it's not an Achila, but not to be Nenai de Sicha, because Sicha Keshtia, legabe, even if it's not Goyal Achila, the fact that it's a Din Sicha, and Sicha Keshtia, so that would be a Chumra that we have legabe other Isurim, the Ramos says Shin Chavov, that we're Mekel, the Goyin is Machmer, and that's the Makor, the Inyan, to be machmir on sicha by chelev, not in Yom Kippur, or l'chayr on chometz. Likewise, the is of sicha by ein roi l'achilas kelev, because the sicha kishtia. So, kaparim, the din of sicha kishtia that we have in Yom Kippur, even if it's one of the five inuyim, but you're not chayv koris, and the Mishnah says, it's not a raya, it's only a zeich l'dover. Now, legabe, the din of truma, that is zor, that sach, b'shemen shal truma, so the Rambam says clearly it's an Issa Deraisa. And the Biskrovin Sefer in the back in the Mechtovim is Magdir, and he says, that's not Mehilchas Achila. Einichanami. Mehilchas Achila, Sicha Le'olam Deraisa is not Kishtia. And Le'olam, it's only the Rabbonah Dekadin. Sicha Kishtia Be'alma Be'etzim is the Rabbonah Dekadin, like in Kippur. We're saying now you're not Chayv Koris. Sicha Kishtia is the Rabbonah, not the Issa Deraisa. The reason why a Zor that Sach B'Shem and Shaltruma is Taka pays a Karen B'Chomish and Sedin Deraisa, because over there, it's not Mehilchas D'Achila Shaboy of Sicha Kishtia. Over there, it's Mehilchas that you're being Mafkia, the Kiyam Din of what the Truma is supposed to be. The Truma is supposed to be something that is Soch through a Koyin. A Koyin takes the Shem and Shaltruma to anoint himself with, to be Soch B'Shem and Shaltruma. If a zor is soch, so merely he's being mafkia to ikium of what it's supposed to be meant to be done by a koyin. So you mail it, the reason why chayv karam chaymish by a zor, and it's an issa deraisa, is not because of the din of sicha kishtia, ba'alma. Ba'alma sicha is lav kishtia mid'araisa. And that's Yom Kippur, he not chayv koris. The reason why chayv karam chaymish by a zor is not mehilchas sicha kishtia of the algamene din, but mehilchas, it's a hafka of the din truma shaboy. The truma is supposed to be soch haide koyen. So the zor being soch is afkov the din truma, and on that yechayv karen chomish. And on that taka, sicha is chayv on the sicha alein. Because the sicha by a zor is afkov of what the sicha is supposed to be done and meant to be done by a koyen. Zog the gemara reisha de loy kabloz ben azaya. The reisha the Mishnah that says that peleta shich mazera b'yoyim ha-shlishi is tmeo, that after on the third day, shich ha-zera is mitama, is not like Rablozer ben Azariah. Because the Rablozer ben Azariah holds that it's only mitama for 2 days. However, the sefer of the Mishnah is yes, like Rablozer ben Azariah. The sefer that says, machitzin es hakotin es hamila b'yoyim ha-shlishi is a Rablozer ben Azariah's din later on in Perek Rablozer ben Azariah, daf kuf lamed dalet. So, if the Talmud Reish is a Blozman Azariah, so Tahirah Shamanalei, we know that the Blozman Azariah holds Shich Vazer B'yam Shishi's Tar. Enter the Gemara. Mandele Muki Katanoi, if you don't want to Zetz on the Mishnah as a Machalik Stanoim, even though it's not mentioned in Machalik Stanoim, so that's why you don't want to mention and say it's a Machalik Stanoim, you'd rather not be Matrik and say it's a Machalik Stanoim if there's no Tana mentioned. So, Mandele Muki Katanoi, so you have to say Tana Reisha Tahira, you have to change the ratio and say it's Tahira, and it remains like a Belozim and Azariah in the Sefer. Umukala Kulik Ablozim Azariah. The Belozim and Azariah by Machitzinasa Mila, Machitzinasa Mila by Yamashlishi, which is a Belozim and Azariah. So within the ratio is a Belozim and Azariah, and you have to change it to state, but Yamashlishi, Palachich Vazera is Tahira. Taisus says, you're not stam changing the Girsa. Pshad is Octaisus that we have a Tony that says Tahira. So we're zetzing on like that Tony. We're not stop making a Gersa change in a Mishnah because you want to be cooler a Belozer. This is a Tony that's Taka Tony Tahira. So if you don't want to make it a Machlok Stanoim, so then you say it's cooler Tahira and even Biyom Shlishi it's Tahira. And it's cooler a Belozer and Isaiah. If you rather say it's Machlok Stanoim, then be Matchik and say the Mishnah is going with the Tony of Tahira, even though it says Tameya, so Yemukim Ketanoi, so Reish is Rabbonon that say Paletish Vazerbi Yamashlishi is Tameya, and Sefer Kabbalot Ben Azariah that says Machitzin is Amila B'Yoyim Ashlishi, even though that's Rablozim Ben Azariah's din, and the Reish is not Rablozim Ben Azariah. So, where's this Machloikas? Ton Rabbonon. Poiletish Vazerbi Yamashlishi Tahira. A woman that's Poiletish Vazer on the third day. It's Tahira, and it's not Metame. Divir Rebbe Loza Ben Azariah, that's a Loza Ben Azariah Shita. Rebbe Shmuel Oimel, no, that B'yoyim HaShlishi, Perlet Shech Vazera, is Taka Tmeya. So Memela, back to Matan Torah. According to Rebbe Loza Ben Azariah, Moshe Rabbeinu did not have to tell him to be Perish on Wednesday, because Shlishi is Tahira. You're only worried about 2 days. So Memela, you have to be Mafish them Thursday. Mashenka Reb Shmuel holds that the Afrosha was on Wednesday. Reb Shmuel Oimer, the Afrosha was Taka Wednesday, but it depends. It could be Pa'omim Shein Dalad Oynes, Pa'omim Shein Hey Oynes, Pa'omim Shein Vav Oynes. Every Oynes is a 12-hour period, either night or day. Each one is called an Oyna. So according to Reb Shmuel, Moshe Rabbeinu was Parish, Mafish them, tell him to be Parish, Minish Hasein, on Wednesday. Now Wednesday has a few connotations. Wednesday could be Tuesday night. That means they were Parish Tuesday night, so that would make it that even if that a relationship on Tuesday night, the beginning of the night, the yoima that gufa is a chelik of the oina of prisha. So you have Tuesday night is one, Wednesday is two, Wednesday night is three, Thursday is four, Thursday night is five, and Friday is six. So amol it's six oinas if the prisha was Tuesday night. That's pomim shemshisho. And Pomem Shein Chamisho, if let's say the Prisha was Wednesday morning, so you have Wednesday, Wednesday night, Thursday, Thursday night, Friday, that's five oinus. And Pomem Shein Arba, if let's say the Prisha was Wednesday at the end of the day, So you only have Wednesday night, Thursday night, and Friday. That's four oinus. So either way, the priesthood took place on Wednesday. But Wednesday has three parts to Wednesday. There's Tuesday night, it's called Wednesday. Wednesday morning, it's called Wednesday. And Wednesday, the end of the day, is called Wednesday. So, bibald miktsayim kekuloi. So whenever they were poirish, so that's considered that oina you have. So if they were poirish Tuesday, after it be on Tuesday night, so then you have Tuesday night as the first oina, and it ends up being six all the way till Friday. Mashenkin, if they were poirish Wednesday at the end of the day, the beer was right then, Wednesday at the end of the day, so then you have Wednesday night, Thursday night, and Friday. So you only have four. So the machlokes of Bekiva, I'm sorry, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and Rabbi Shmuel is, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, Moshe Rabbeinu was mafish them on Thursday, and Rabbi Shmuel says, mafish on Wednesday. Now, according, Rashi makes the cheshbon that according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, it's pomim shein shtayim, pomim shein sholosh, pomim shein arba. Because Ein Chanami, the preacher, was on Thursday, not on Wednesday, because he holds that shlishi, and only 2 days is the problem. So you had to have 2 days. So the preacher was Thursday. But Thursday also connotes three times in Thursday. Thursday can mean Wednesday night. So then if Moshe Rabbeinu was mafish Wednesday night, so they have Wednesday night, Thursday night, and Friday. That's four oinus. Or if they were poirish Thursday day, in the beginning of the day, so they have Thursday day, Thursday night, and Friday, which is three oinus. Or if they were poirish Thursday right before night, so then they only have Thursday night and Friday day, so it's two. So pom med shayim, pom med sholosh, pom arba, even according to Blos ben Azariah. So Tosfos right away points out that Ein Chanami, you could have said in the words of Blos ben Azariah, pomim shem shnayim, pom shem sholosh, and pom shem arba, and Tosfos makes a cheshbon why we said it in Rabbi Shmuel, which is told in the next sheet of Rabbi Kiva. So again, Zok the Brayz to Tana Rabbanan, Pelet the Shichva Zecha B'yom HaShlishi Tahoira Adir Rabbi Lozim Nazaya. Rabbi Shmuel Oymen Pom Mishen Dalad Oynes, Pom Mishen Hei, Pom Mishen Vav Oynes. Rabbi Kiva Oymen, the third sheet is, Lo Oylam Hei, Lo Oylam, it's five Oynes. Meaning Rabbi Kiva Be'etzim Ozak Rabbi Shmuel, that Moshe Rabbeinu told them to be Poirish, meaning Shoseim on Wednesday. Just Rabbi Kiva's of the Shita, that you need Me'es Le'es. That means you don't just say Yomim. You don't just say Mixa Yom Kekuloi, and even though it's part of the day started, that's called the Gansi Oina, and it's called Yomim. Like the Pasuk says, Hei Nechoinim L'Shosh is Yomim. The Ike is the Yomim. Rabbi Akiva says, no, Lo'oilam Hei, meaning it's Hei Oina Shleimois. And if it's anything missing in that Oina, you have to go into the next Oina, make up those shoys that you went started from the previous Oina. So Rabbi Akiva says, Lo'oilam, it's Hei. Vim Yotza Mixas Oina Rishoina, and if you're losing part of that Oina, into the day, into that night, so noisulam mitzas oina shishis, then you have to go into the next one, into the sixth. But it's hey shleimus taka. Zok tu gemara amru rabbanu kamei de rapopa v'amil rapopa l'rova bishlem rabbanu zen bishlem rabbanu lozim ben azayah krabonon. So like we said, the cheshbon bishlem kong rabbanu lozim ben azayah that pelet the shich vazer b'yom eshlishi is tahira, and the only time it's tmeya if it's the second day. So Moshe Rabbeinu told him to be poirish on Thursday. So the amri behei ovet prisha. Moshe Rabbeinu told him to be poirish on Thursday, and Thursday can mean Wednesday night, Thursday morning, or Thursday before the end of the day, which is two oinus, three oinus, or four oinus. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi, the Omer bedalad ovet prisha. Rabbi Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yosi that Moshe Rabbeinu told him to be poirish on Wednesday, and Wednesday can mean Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, or Wednesday towards the end of the day, which is four oinus, five oinus, and six oinus. El Rabbi Kiva that says that it's five oinus davka. Come on, who does he hold like? Does he hold like Rabbi Yosi, or does he hold like Rabbonon? Did Moshe Rabbeinu tell them to be poirish on Wednesday or on Thursday? Zok the Ma'ala Olam Kab Yosi holds like Kab Yosi that Moshe Rabbeinu told him to be poirish on Wednesday. Could the Omer Rav Ada Bahava Moshe Bashkama Ola Uvashkama Yorad Moshe Rabbeinu was Yorid Bashkama the first thing in the morning. Bashkama Ola Dichsiv Vayashke Moshe Baboyker Vayalal HaSinai. So went up the first thing in the morning. Uvashkama Yorad Dichsiv Lechid Valisa Atav Aaron Imcha Makish Yirida Laliya Ma'aliya Bashkama Af Yirida Bashkama. And Rashi points out that this Yerida Bashkoma is when he told him to be Poirish. So Rashi, Vayered Moshe min ha'har la'om, Vayikalish la'om, Dahayinu Prishas, Prisha Bashkoma's Revi'i Hoiso. The Prish was Wednesday, the first thing in the morning. So the fact that he told him the first thing in the morning, Umir Huskak la'frishon Bashkoma, according to Rabbi Kiva, Shema Mino, Ad hey oinos shlemis kopit kro. You have to have five oinos shlemis. So according to Rabbi Akiva, Moshe Rabbeinu was mafresh them the first thing Wednesday morning. The first thing in the morning, not Tuesday night, Wednesday morning. So you have Wednesday, the whole oina, Wednesday night, Thursday, Thursday night, and Friday. Five oina shlemis. And then Friday night, according to everyone, they went to the mikveh, and the Shabbos, nitna Torah, Torah was given on Shabbos. But in order to have the mikveh at Friday night, it had to be that you have to have either hafrosha Thursday, Friday, or Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, according to Bekiva, means Wednesday morning until Friday, till the Friday, the end of the day, which is five oinus. And according to Rabbi Shmuel, it means sometimes from Tuesday night already, which is called Wednesday. Then it's six oinus. Or it could be Wednesday, the end of the day, then it's four. And according to Rabbi Kiva, it's from Thursday, either Wednesday night, which is four oinus, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday, or it's from Thursday, end of the day, so it's only Thursday night and Friday, which is two oinus. But the point is, L'chuli Alma, Friday night they went to the mikveh, and B'Shabbos nit Torah. And according to Rabbi Akiva, that says, we're makban on oinus shlemus, we don't say mikzei yom kekuloi, like in Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Shmuel ben Elazar ben Azariah only argue in when that frosha was. Was it Wednesday or was it Thursday? But they both agree that a mikzas hayom kekuloi, that if they had a relationship Tuesday night or Wednesday night, that is called the oina, even though part of the oina was already past the maisabia. That's called mixayim kekuloi. Only Rabbi Kiva says you need oina shlema. So it's hey shlemos, and it was dafka bashkoma. Frek the Gemara, lomele lememrelu. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to tell them to be pirish on Wednesday day or on Thursday day? According to Blazman Azariah. After all, v'omer avuna yisrael kedoshenein, v'ei mishamshim it's the same b'yoyim, there was no chashash and tash mishamitim in yoyim, only at night. So why would the b'chlal be a hafrosha that had to be told, a prisha, if it's in the daytime? And to the Gemara, ha'omer rove im hoya beis ofel mutter. If it's a dark room, then it's mutter, then it's not a problem of tzniyaz of drashi. V'omer rove v'item rapopet ha'mt chochem, mapir talisoi mutter, so weiter it's not a problem of tzniyaz, it's tenua, mapir talisoi. So memela, he had to tell them to be perish, even though it's in the daytime. We'll stop over here at the bottom of the Omid. The next Gemara continues on Omid Beis, the question of tful yoim. After all, even if they go to the mikveh Friday night, how could they be roy for the Torah? After all, they didn't have a hair of shemesh. It was a tful yom. It was a tefillah without a hair of shemesh.